Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Okay, welcome to The Bracket, episode 152. Today, missing a couple people because of the quarterback throwing competition, which by the time this is out, that'll be over. I'm just assuming Stephen Che won. Does that feel like a safe bet?
Can we say?
I'm taking a guess. It's currently happening as we speak, and it's in the first matchup.
Oh.
Stephen Che tore his ACL. Teddy Bridgewater.
No, actually?
He got carted off. Yeah. And he did the, when he was getting carted off, he gave the.
Oh. No, wait, that really just happened? Down. Oh.
No.
That actually, I would be.
I believe that he did after Christ.
He's going to wish he did after his performance. Oof.
I was expecting more of like a Kevin Ware type deal, since at least you guys were on the basketball court, which would be also similarly brutal. But yeah, we have Eddie in from New York, a little bit of a change of pace. Glennie Balls, Clemmer, and Rudy on with us. And today we are debating a topic very excited about. Stooley submitted it, or Bracket Fan anyway, submitted it pretty recently. The most 7 out of 10 things. So the idea of this is the most 7 out of things. It's like things that are good but not great. It's got to be like whatever the item, whatever the thing is, and there's a big variety of different submissions here. It has to be a 7 out of 10. And I will note, if you guys disagree with me on any of these, it's fine. We have a lot of chain once we go through it. Because I had to basically base this off of my taste, and what I think you guys would be in the same like ballpark as me, but I don't know for sure. So if you guys feel very strongly that I was in the wrong in some of these seedings or something, just let me know. Maybe.
We'll let you know.
But before we get to that, let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you could get tickets to the Suns, Magic at Suns right now in Phoenix, $13? Isn't that fucking crazy? $13 you can get them right now. And this is, if you're watching this episode, it's only a few days from now.
Two good teams.
October 18th. Suns are great this year. Absolutely fantastic. They told me to pick a basketball team, and I didn't want to pick like, I initially thought maybe like a D3 basketball school, which wouldn't be as fun. So yeah, you can go watch the Suns. Basketball season is here, and we can't wait to get out to some games this fall with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. There's no feeling like seeing your favorite player, Jane of 3, live. And Game Time can help. You know how much you love it. Every time you see anything with Barstool, you see Game Time everywhere. You see our employees. We always go to games through Game Time. They're amazing. Now they have the brand new Game Time Picks feature, which is making it even easier to get to games with. It filters out the fluff to show you only the most incredible deals on great seats so that you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets for an NBA or college game near you. I was looking for those Suns tickets. Just found them for $14 just in 2 seconds. So pull up the event, turn on GT Picks at the top of the screen, and browse the best local Game Time picks near you with the Game Time app homepage. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. All right. First few options that we have. We have the number 12 seed versus the number 5 seed. The 12 seed is one submitted by KB, which I read it initially. It gave me some thought, and I was like, I think you're right. Jennifer Garner. Jennifer Garner as, don't think of this in a horny way. I'm assuming you don't mean it in a horny way.
Well, how can I? Okay. You asked me to do the impossible.
I don't even, this was based on nothing but gut. I don't know anything about her.
Alias Jennifer Garner is a 10.
Yeah, but this is just Jennifer Garner in general. You're just saying, on a whole, there's no specific category rating, and Jennifer Garner on a whole is a 7 out of 10, and I was like, I think he's right.
I gotta say, draft day Jennifer Garner is a 7. Like, acting ability, everything else.
I was based on everything.
She's pretty good in the Capital One commercials.
She is very good. I think that she's excels. Yeah.
13 going on 30 is a classic.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait, I have a...
But let's not act like 7 is like
it's
bad.
Good. 7's
like
good.
I would say it's better than good.
But before we begin, are we picking who should advance more? The thing that's closer to a 7 or the better overall thing?
The thing that is more of a 7 out of 10.
Seven. Okay.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, if I see Jennifer Garner's name in the credits of a movie, I'm like, oh, all right. I'm not like, yes. I'm like, oh, good. good.
But that's a 7. Yeah, that's a 7 out of 10. I think KB was dead on with this one.
I agree.
And this in this matchup, she's going up against something she's gone against probably her entire life. People always compare these two. Wired headphones. So Jennifer Garner versus wired headphones. Which one of these things is more of a 7 out of 10? And I agree with the person who submitted this, too. I think the wired headphone experience is a 7 out of 10. It's not fantastic. You get tangled, they get in your pocket, they get turned into a mess that you have to like move your head around so that you don't get them stuck on stuff. I think it is a 7 out of 10 experience because it just is. And I would start with you, Clemmer.
So I prefer wired headphones. I'm always frantic I'm going to lose them. I'm terrified of losing, like one's going to fall out. I have fears of falling out and losing them. So for me, wired headphones is much higher than a 7. It's my preferred. So I think Jennifer Garner is the answer here.
Jennifer Garner is a 7 out of 10.
I agree with Clemmer on that. I am a massive wired headphones fan. I buy them from Skullcandy on Amazon all the time.
No. Not Skullcandy.
I love Skullcandies. I love them. You can plug them in on plane. I bought one recently, actually, because they're just so much better than the ones Delta gives you on flights.
Wait, you can plug them in?
You can plug them into planes.
Planes.
It's awesome. Oh. And I've recently been, you know what happened recently? I've been doing these AirPods. I know that was a joke, haha. But people don't think to bring them on planes. I've been doing AirPods recently because, I don't know, everyone has AirPods. And I've been on two flights in the last probably 6 months where I was taking, you know, like the end of the AirPod. I got bigger fingers. I took them out of my ear and they just fell on the seat in front of me or the seat to my right of me. I had to wait till we landed to find them. Yeah, so I'm currently using my AirPods, but I prefer wired headphones. And to piggyback off that, I'm going to say Jennifer Garner as well.
Not to counter too much, I hated Skullcandies. They always broke within they had a shelf life of 2 weeks.
Yeah, but they're super cheap.
Yeah, they are super cheap.
I buy them like once every few months on Amazon same thing. Just to have them.
So we are one for Jennifer Garner, one for wired headphones.
No.
Two for Garner. So two for Jennifer Garner. Eddie.
So I actually think the wired headphone experience is a little bit below a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like for reasons you said, especially you turn your head the wrong way, they pop out, and you got to shuffle around, plug it back in. Mm-hmm. Not saying that the wireless headphone experience is great, because like Glenn said, you lose them, they die. No headphone experience is a 10 out of 10. But with that said, there's something about Jennifer Garner with being like, 7 out of 10. So
she's full on 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm Jennifer Garner.
Three for Jennifer Garner. Rudy.
It'll be a cold day in hell before if I pick Jennifer Garner is lesser than wired headphones.
It's a matchup. People have been debating this for years.
For real. I mean, Electra, Juno.
That was a long time ago.
That was.
So I'm just saying
time happened.
You
I can't
say
no,
that.
I can say that for that reason.
Are you saying based on appearance or acting?
I won't lie. Like, a lot of it is... I just really have always had a huge crush on Jennifer Garner, but that is part of being an actor is, like, you know, I like looking at you, and I do think she's a good actress. In Juno, I thought she was really good, but wired headphones, I think, are properly rated. They're my backup. I prefer wireless headphones, but I use wired headphones a lot. They're my backup, but the big issue for me is just, like, if you're working out with wired headphones, you feel like you're in a straitjacket. It's just an awful experience. I think that those are much more properly rated. They do the job, but they're just not there. There's just always something a little bit inconvenient. Mm-hmm. About
so
it.
Two for wired headphones, KB.
Well, yeah, I think headphones as a technology is 9 or 10 out of 10. I think listening to music is 9 or 10 out of 10, but what are we comparing the wired part to? Just wireless?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's the idea. Or listening directly through whatever the device is.
There's not enough variance with different types of headphones to give like different scores 1 through 10, but I think wired is worse than wireless.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm gonna go Jennifer Garner. Garner.
That means Jennifer Garner is gonna move on. I just want to test you.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
Okay, so I want to make sure. Sorry. I didn't know if that was just my headphone. Okay, so that means the next matchup we have is the number 4 seed versus the number 13 seed. The 4 seed, another KB one which I really like, is the band Train. Oh. You think the band Train is worth more?
Mm-hmm. Less.
Less? Okay, so...
They might be.
I do not
less.
Care for the band Train.
Okay, what are the Train songs?
But I do like the they like their hits
Drops
a lot.
Jupiter,
Drops
right?
of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter. Me Virginia.
Yep.
Hey Soul Sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soul Sister.
Drive By. 50 Ways to Say Goodbye. Vacation. I mean, they have. I would agree with you though, KB, in that they are 6 or 7 out of 10 because like you would never hear them come on and be like, oh, I fucking hate Train. You would feel at worst like
you can.
I think you're somewhere. I think generally people are somewhere between like apathy and like. Like, oh, nice, I like this song.
There are 4, not 7. There are 3, not 7.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. Are you, like, pissed when...
I change the station. If I go, like... I do not care for Train.
I'm not anti... I'm not anti-Train, but in the realm of 1 to 10, I mean, what do you got 10? Like, Led Zeppelin?
Beastie Boys. Beatles. Beastie Boys are a favorite band.
Boys and Beatles. I think that's the thing with Train is like they'll never be in the 8, 9, or 10 discussion, even if like you do like them. But I think if you like their music, like in that style, that's a solid 7.
Like if you had found like a bargain deal on like Train tickets, you'd be kind of excited about that.
Like a decent band who has really, really enjoyable hits.
Yeah, well, by the way, something I looked up in between of that. How much older or younger do you think Jennifer Garner is than Clemmer?
Oh, she's
she's got to be in her 40s.
I bet she's 7 years older than me.
She's 52.
Yeah, 7 years. Right in the die. How about that?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
She's older than Clemmer by a decent chunk.
Yeah, see, I'm not that old, motherfuckers.
Yeah. That your first crusher, does that hurt?
We've never once mentioned that. We've never once mentioned that.
Yeah, it's never happened. So Train is going up against number 13 seed, which is the city of Phoenix, Arizona, submitted by Clemmer. Which I agree with. I think that is a fantastic 7 out of 10 city. I've been there, I think, twice. Yeah, twice. Both times, I think it was a 7 out of 10 experience. There's some inconveniences, and there's some things about it where I was like, wow, I didn't know this was Phoenix had some cool stuff like this.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to...
This may be a dumb question, but does that include... Is Scottsdale considered
part of... Yes, I think my exact thing was the Phoenix metro area. So, that would basically the valley.
Yeah. So, the Phoenix metro area versus the band Train. Which one of these things is more of a 7 out of 10, KB?
Phoenix Metro is good. Phoenix proper would not be a 7, it'd be lower. What's good about it? I guess Scottsdale is fun. It's nice and cold weather
it's
months.
It's sunny almost every day.
Good food. Good, what do you call it? What's that fucking thing?
Food's always.
Food's every chain restaurant known to man.
Yeah.
That's what I think of when I think of Phoenix.
They have all 4 major sports.
Golf?
Oh, no, the only 3 major sports are the hockey's gone.
Yeah.
They have, like, an amazing golf
course. They have a lot.
Yeah, it's also, at least, it's dry heat.
Yeah,
it's dry heat.
Good outdoor bars.
But in, like, 120 degrees is unlevelable.
I prefer that than, like, 90 in Florida. And then the nights are cool. Like, it gets cool at night.
All right. Mm.
There's a Barstool bar.
There's no ocean drops it like a tier for me. So, that's why I said a 7.
I'll give you guys the option actually, because one that I didn't include, which is the only other city submitted by was by KV, Tampa Bay or just Tampa. Sorry, Tampa, Florida.
I've said Tampa's a good 7. I think it's a solid 7.
I think
it's
Tampa's a really 10. Solid 7.
You're a big Tampa guy. Glenny's a huge Tampa guy. Yeah.
but I'm also Phoenix a big Scottsdale guy, so I like both of them.
So if you guys want, we could switch to Tampa. I think Phoenix is good.
No, let's stick with Phoenix. Okay. I think both of these could go a little bit less than 7. Mm-hmm. Phoenix compared to other US cities and Train compared to other bands, I would say Phoenix is more of a 7.
What's like a 10 out of 10 city?
San Diego.
San Diego, I think.
Like
you
can put like New York, San Diego. Yeah. If you like Miami, like that would be higher than those would all be higher than.
I think you need an ocean to have a 10 out of 10.
Yes, absolutely.
Pompous asshole, Oslo.
Well, if you do international, there's a gang.
I would say Charleston, South Carolina is pretty close to a 10 city.
You think so? Charleston is really good.
Moderate climate, great food.
Yeah.
Great food, right by the water. Yep. It's fantastic.
So right now we're going to go 1 for Phoenix, Rudy.
Who's it going
to? Train, the band, Drops of Jupiter.
Okay. I have a bad opinion about these type of bands. I understand that a lot of people love them. I'm willing to die on that hill. I get it that I'm in the minority. I think it's target music.
It absolutely is.
Without question.
I think a lot of people do agree with that.
Okay. And I say this about The Frame, you in particular, and a lot of other people really dislike that. I get it. It's fine. It's my opinion. I just hate that whiny corduroy white guy music. Where it's just like,
right.
I just don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me. And in the range of music, 7 out of 10 is pretty fucking high.
Okay.
So I would rate that very low. Now, Phoenix, I think, is very much a 7 out of 10 city if you're only doing the U.S. And that's good. like in terms of like if you're graded, like it's different like on a different scale. Like 7 out of 10 for a city is very good in my opinion, because there's so many bad ones. So, am I picking the more accurate?
Which one's more accurate for this? More, yeah. Which one's more of a 7 out of 10?
Okay, then it's definitely Phoenix.
Definitely Phoenix. How do you feel about Daughtry?
Chris Daughtry?
Chris Daughtry is lower.
Yeah,
than
I agree with that.
I would agree, but I feel
not
like
by much.
In my brain, that's also kind of Target music.
Yeah,
I can't think of any Chris Daughtry music.
Just imagine Train, but slightly worse, like 20% worse.
Yeah. That's awful.
it's not good. So right now we are 2 for Phoenix. Eddie,
feels like Train could have missed a boat. Could they have been in another bizarre universe like a Maroon 5?
Yeah, I don't think they have the they need the lead singer. Maroon 5's lead singer.
Levine is very good.
They don't have that.
But their music is in that same sort of lane.
It's also not as fun. Maroon 5 is more fun.
That's what I'm saying. Like in a different world where they didn't do the targeting, they went with a little more upbeat. They didn't want to meet Virginia. They wanted to, be an animal. Mm-hmm. I was going to say them, but I think you're right. Scottsdale... Or, and I'll be the horny guy. Like, the girls are very good at it.
Relax, Ed. Yeah.
I'm being honest. Mm-hmm.
You sick pervert.
No, like, it was like jarring.
Well, no,
it's
a top 5 female.
Female city?
For sure. We were walking around their Super Bowl, kid. And, like, the girls, like, they don't, like, wear anything. It's crazy. I mean,
then you can include Tempe and
That's all State. Phoenix Metro.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to go Phoenix.
What are the top 5 female cities? Is it like that, Miami, and what else?
San Diego, Miami, Scottsdale.
I'll throw New York in the mix.
New York.
Like,
New York's got
to
be.
Everyone says LA. I've never been to LA. Everyone says LA. But
I trust Glennie on this because he's been the most well-traveled, I think, in this regard.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Nashville. I personally like blondes, so Nashville will be up there for me. I think the most underrated city in the country for women would be Tampa.
Tampa?
I'm not a Miami person. I'm not going to put that there. Very underrated one, Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely underrated. And then I would say Scottsdale and then one of San Diego or LA.
Or San Diego or LA. Okay. So right now we are 3 for Phoenix. So 3 for Phoenix. Glennie?
I mean, once again, we were just saying I've done my fair share of travels. And I wouldn't put Phoenix as like a top tier 9 city for me. Like when I'm going, I'm super excited. But it's 7-8 for me. I get excited to go. I'm not super excited, but I'm going in a few months actually, and I'm like,
it'll be
a fun trip. And I'm like, holy shit, this is gonna be awesome. And I think Train is just like, once again, like Rudy said, in the realm of music, off the top of my head, I'm thinking like just in history, not even my personal favorites, like I think 9-10 bands, it's Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones. Then that would basically say 7-8. Train is in the tier below it, which is I would say I love Hootie and the Blowfish. Like I think they're more of a 7 than Train is.
I would agree with that.
So I'm gonna stick with Phoenix.
Phoenix, Clemmer?
Yeah, Phoenix.
Phoenix. Phoenix is gonna move on. Next matchup is this one just kind of made me laugh. I think it's true. Number 9 seed is an empty public bathroom. So you go to a public bathroom.
That's a 20.
And it's empty.
Yeah, that's
is it too high?
Yeah,
but you're still in a public bathroom.
That's a million.
Oh no, that relief when you know you're the only one in there. Oh, dude.
You're still in a public bathroom.
No, but when you got a clear LZ,
you're still a public bathroom.
But I mean, the public bathroom is they have to go. So now it's like, you know what I mean? You got to factor that in.
Yeah, but like the 10 out of 10 is your own bathroom. In the bathroom experience.
I understand.
I don't know. I get more happy when I walk into that bathroom and there's nobody in there. That's the lottery.
But that's relief.
Let's talk it out.
I think that's the relief, though. That's not the experience.
Oh, but you're saying the experience.
But the experience. Oh.
The experience is dirtier in the public bathroom.
Yeah, obviously. But that takes away points from it.
It does.
Yeah, but I get to enjoy that sense of relief, which makes the experience better.
I also have the fear of dread in the public bathroom that someone else is going to come in, though. Like my,
yeah,
will my, own, yeah. will my, you know, well, I guess it maybe 7 out of 10. The more I think about it, isn't the worst.
Yeah, if someone comes in and takes the stall next to you, I just hate it.
Fuck.
Yeah. You know what I've been seeing a lot of restaurants do recently? Having really nice singular bathrooms, but it'll be in like a hallway of 4, and it's just them, but they're unisex.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have the plus of getting the solo bathroom experience that's usually nice and clean. Mm-hmm. But when you walk out of the door, lady, can you wait?
Ready to
lady,
walk
be waiting
here.
Right there. Yeah, that is the downside.
That's it's a real. Huh? Oh yeah, there it is.
I always think it's real for a split second. It's every single time, dude. But yeah, I think, are we in agreement 7 out of 10 on this? I think that I think the relief is great.
I'm with you. I'm with, because even the bathroom upstairs of the Chicago office, which I guess isn't public, but it's public enough because it's shared with coworkers, it's fine. But it's not, like, if you've got to go to the handicap stall, it's not great, right?
No.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
It's like, okay, I think the 10 out of 10 is your own bathroom. Anything else has to be lower, no matter what, regardless of relief level. So empty public bathroom versus number 8 seat, another KB one. The best possible hike. I like this one a lot. I do think that there is there is no such thing as a 10 out of 10 hike.
I think it's the peak for
there's
a hike.
There's no such thing as a 10 out of 10.
Rudy's going to, people are going to hate this. Rudy's going to hate it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, really?
I'm really not. I'm kind of with you, unfortunately.
The best possible hike versus an empty public bathroom. Which one of these is more of a 7 out of 10? Clemmer.
I think the empty bathroom might be closer to an 8 than a 7. You know what I mean? Because that feeling of relief is almost unmatched. It, like, in just everyday life, you know, like, because, like, usually if I got a shit really bad, I got that stress, and I walk in, it's empty, it's like, oh. That is part of the experience, that relief. The best hike I've ever gone on, yeah, probably a 7 out of 10. Got my dog Wayfield with me. It was good. But, like, at the end of the day, I was like, all right, I'm glad that was done. Yeah. So, yeah, 7 out of 10. Yeah, a hike.
Did you ever hear about that? I feel like I brought this up kind of recently, that hike that one of the KFC radio listeners told them about, where, like, they went on a hike for a first date with the couple's dog.
And, oh, you did tell me that, yes.
Yeah, and the dog, like, fell off a cliff and died this while they were awful. On the middle of this date, and they had to, like, carry it back. Like, that's probably a 1 out of 10, I would imagine.
That's a 1 out of 10.
Yeah. So, 1 for the best hike. Glennie.
I don't really hike, so I guess by default, I got to go with
the public restroom.
To no one's shock, I got to go with the public restroom, but I personally think that is also a 10. I love that. That's a great feeling when you walk through a public bathroom.
But the actual experience in the bathroom isn't the 10, though. That has to take points off.
The possibility of the knock from somebody else or someone else walking in, that's fair.
And the cleanliness.
Yeah. And the yeah.
Listen, I'm going with bathroom because I don't fucking hike, obviously. But I think we're missing one big thing about a public bathroom. Hand dryers are fucking horrible.
I agree. They do stink.
Yeah, the worst. So you could talk about relief. That's great. But having to go through the hand dryer process at the end sucks.
Yeah, but once your wipe is done, you're out of the woods. I don't give a fuck how my hands get dry. Yeah.
Do you ever see they send me like a diagram of like what the bacteria on your hands does when you run over a hand dryer?
Yeah.
And it just is like goes all over you. Like the second you turn a hand dryer on, it just explodes everywhere.
It shoots directly up your nostrils.
It goes everywhere, all over your body, all over your hands, all over. Like, it just sprays it all straight off. It's crazy. So right now we are 2 for empty public bathroom, 1 for best hike. Rudy.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
This is tricky because hiking in general, every hike is correct. It's a 7 out of 10. But the best part about a hike is the feeling afterwards. You feel like you've accomplished something. You got a workout in. You got some fresh air. The act itself is so remarkably 7. It is the most 7 that anything has ever been. And so conversely, the bathroom, the relief, it's not really about the experience. It's just so much the relief of that there's no one else in there and that you're safe. So both the experiences are not ideal. It's more so the circumstances surrounding them or the aftermath. So it's tricky. I would say that in terms of the 7 out of 10 criteria, hike is so solid, 7 out of 10. So I got
to
go with that.
So right now we are 2-2, KB.
Public restrooms in America, that is the most third world thing about our country. That some of the most disgusting experiences, they haven't evolved in decades. Like, truly, think about some of the public restrooms you've been to this year. Just so, so bad and gross.
There's so much worse in cities.
So many faults.
And cities are so much worse, for obvious reasons, than, like when I'm back home in New Hampshire, they're spotless. In New York City especially, it is, like you said, third world country. It is just disturbing.
I don't know if I've ever taken a shit in a public restroom on the island of Manhattan.
It's not great.
Oh,
it's so bad.
I envy your bowels.
And then the stall doors.
The gap between the door and the thing.
The gap, you can see through them. They close about 30% of the time.
You're happy to get a seat. Like, if there's an actual, like, plastic seat there, it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's a relief.
I've made it.
I used to just never do public restroom poops ever back in my day. And then I did Barstool vs. America Season 1. We had to shit in backwoods gas stations in Alabama. So that kind of changed my outlook on it.
Broke the seal.
Yeah, if I got to poop, I go. I just brave it.
Too.
Yeah, I just got to go.
We're not evolving in that sense.
Dude, I had such a bad one at the airport. For whatever reason, when I get to an airport, I have to poop. In general, I had this weird thing.
Airports are inconsistent.
Yes. I if I'm in public, I just somehow have to poop. It's like this weird anxiety.
No, that's
thing,
not weird, Rudy. There's a reason for that. Because your body knows you're going to go on a plane. It happens to me, too. Your body knows you're going to go. So know, like, for basically 3 hours, you're like, fuck. And your body's telling your mind's telling your body to shit.
Yeah. We got a clear signal state. Yeah. Get it. But I was in the bathroom, and for whatever reason, the doors opened outward. Usually they open inward. And I had my suitcase. I usually like to build a barricade.
Of course.
And like a visual one as well, so people know. They can see the suitcase and everything. And also there's a barrier between if anyone tries to breach. Anyways, the latch wasn't really working. So I leaned my suitcase and my backpack against the door. Mid-poop, it just swung right open. And then I was pinned by my own barricade with my pants down. So then I had to
scooch out.
It was so fucking bad. And there's just some like business guy out there just like scrolling Twitter and just looks up, and we kind of give that like deer in the headlights look. Like, he's like, hey, I didn't want to see that. And I'm like, I didn't want to see you. It's like everyone. And it was just mute, which I kind of respected.
Can I ask you guys a public bathroom question? Do you think that it is kosher to fart in a public bathroom when other people are in there?
No.
Yes.
Fart when I'm peeing or fart in the stall?
I'd say peeing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no. I kind of say no. People do it.
People do it here all the time.
People did it to me today.
Yeah.
Wait, people just fart while they're peeing at the urinal? That's kind of savage.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually, I've never done that. I've always been kind of jealous.
Me too. I could never do that.
I have poop anxiety. If I'm pooping in the stall and someone walks in, I have to wait until they leave the entire room before I can poop again.
Oh, yeah. Or I do the flush mask.
I try that. If I'm in a really bad spot and it's just coming out, I do that.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. I just waiting for them to leave so I can just...
But every now and then in a public bathroom, I'll be like, you'll be in the urinal, some dude's like two stalls over for you, and I'm just fucking
going to
fart. Just rip a fart, and like I'm 2 feet away from you. And like the weird thing is, there's no better place to fart. Like, that is the place. If you're going to fart anywhere, it would be in the bathroom. But at the same time, it's just something wrong about it. I don't know. So you're going to go with the best hike, KB?
So like the using a public bathroom is a 1 or a 2 out of 10 experience. The relief of a empty, clean one is a 10 out of 10, which averages it out to a 5 out of 10 experience. So I'll go with the best possible hike.
You used to rate bathrooms.
Yeah, for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah, you used to run that beat.
That corner. So the best hike is going to move on. Now we have the 1 versus the 16 seed. The 16 seed chain game. First option, any non-swish shot in basketball. So you shoot a basketball and it goes in. But it's not a swish. It's off the glass, big bouncer, whatever. Any shot that doesn't automatically just swish in. Because obviously, if nothing but net, that's a 10 out of 10. No question. And next is classic rock from Klemmer. You think all classic rock is a 10 out of 10?
The general genre, yes. If I put on a classic rock station, I'm usually never disappointed, but I'm never like, because I've heard the songs 10 million times.
That's fair.
So I'm never like blown away by something, but it's like, all right.
I like that reasoning. Right. I like that reasoning. Cold pizza, which... I think it depends, but I would generally agree.
I think so too. That's a good sign.
Any movie that came on FX in the 2000s, that's dead on. I think that's pretty much dead on. It'd be like Van Helsing and shit. Like that. That's a
bro. Fucking that movie rules.
No, but that's a 7 out. National that's a 7. Treasure? That's a 7 out of 10.
It kind of.
Every series that's on Showtime, which also is pretty true. Like, they're mostly like solid shows, never anything like really gonna blow your shit off or anything, but it's pretty good. And then another show from Glennie, Entourage.
I was kidding when I said that, but
you were kidding.
Well, it's a 10 for me, but I guess in the realm of the world, I would say it's a 7.
I think in the regular world, most people consider Entourage a 7 out of 10. Is that fair?
Yeah
I think so.
It's fair. I consider it maybe a little higher. People are always like, it's so bad, but it's so enjoyable to watch. Well, that's a good thing. That's what you should judge a show on.
So any non-swish shot in basketball, classic rock, cold pizza, movies on FX in the 2000s, every Showtime series or Entourage? Let's start with you, KB.
It's not the basketball. If I'm making it, that's a higher than a 7. I feel the same way.
It's like, went in? That's at least a 9.
If it went in, that's like a 9 out of 10. It's boring, but I think a cold pizza is a perfect 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. So one for that. Cold pizza, Rudy.
So I'm kind of musically like genre literate. Like what is like Led Zeppelin like
yes,
is that
classic
rock?
But like the Led Zeppelin you hear on the classic rock stage, it's not like a deep cut. It's like the basics. You know what I mean?
Okay, give me another classic rock stone. Obviously.
Yeah, but it's like, but it's Satisfaction. It's not like a deep cut. You know what I mean? It's like.
It's not Beast of Burden.
It probably would be Beast of Burden.
It's Thunderstruck. You're Thunderstruck.
Thunderstruck. Yeah, AC/DC. Yeah. Yeah,
Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Hotel California.
Eagles is a big one.
Oh, Eagles.
But the Eagles hits, not the. The Who is a lot of classic rock.
There's so many of those like classic rock songs I hate, but they're like all those ones.
Yeah, I was about to
say,
these are all just great songs.
you just heard them so many. So you're never like, I'm never like, yes, it's this song. Because like, I've heard it 7 zillion times, but I'm never like, this song's bad. It's an awesome song.
I get what you're saying, Clemmer.
Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd probably on there. Yes. Sarah Bentz. But yeah, that's the general idea with the classic rock.
I'm going to go with Showtime shows. Mm-hmm. I think that is a really solid 7 out of 10. Like, what was the show with Ray Donovan? Like
Ray Donovan,
not
so, like,
Ray Romano.
Californication,
Dexter.
Billions,
Californication, yeah.
Dexter.
Shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I bet people who watch that like it. Not
Weeds, Yellow Jackets.
Okay, those are really good. But 7, hey, 7 isn't bad. Yeah. I think we're confusing 7 with 6 a lot of times.
7 is good.
We are. And it's also like there's certain, like there can be a really like pleasurable 7 versus like a diss 7. Whereas like if you put Entourage in the 7 category, that's it's like, okay, that and like Cold Pizza, it's like that is like a very consistent, nice thing.
Yeah.
So it's tricky. Damn, I don't want to dunk on Weeds and Dexter.
They're good, they're good shows. They also have bad seasons. They're great shows. You know what I mean? Like Dexter pales
Yellow Jacket off. Season 1 is very good. Yellow Jacket season 2 suck.
Yeah. So. Dexter's last like 3 seasons were awful.
What were the other ones?
The Showtime series or the other options? The non-Swiss Shot, Classic Rock, Cold Pizza, FX Movies, and Entourage.
Oh, man. I'm gonna go with KB on this one. I like it's a very honorable... It's a respect 7 out of 10. Like, I'm not like, ugh. It's like, that's just a good 7 out of 10.
By the way, dude.
All right. I got to dip out for 5 minutes to film a real quick
video.
Gotcha.
KB, actually, he told us a couple days ago how he basically cools off all of his food before he eats it. He puts all of his hot meals into the fridge for at least 15 minutes before eating it. And I posted that clip, and a food scientist replied to us on TikTok and said that's actually extremely dangerous. Like, something about, like, the bacteria or something like that. Like, it's apparently very dangerous as far as, like, for food safety reasons or something like that. I don't know how, but that's what they said. Eddie.
Yeah, honestly, I was on the Showtime train there for a second, but I think Dexter kind of won me over. I've never even seen Dexter, but I know the way it's heralded, I think it's a little higher than a 7. With that said, if you're eating cold pizza, you're just happy it's there. Mm-hmm. You're not necessarily happy about the product.
Yes.
So it's a perfect 7, so I think cold pizza actually wins.
Perfectly said. Cold pizza's probably going to win this, but Glenny.
Dude, I was just thinking the same thing as Eddie. I was sitting here thinking the Showtime thing might be the most 7 thing possible. Because almost to equate it to pizza... Hot pizza is a 9. We love hot pizza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love cold pizza too. Like, I love Californication. It's a fantastic show, but it's a 7. Mm-hmm. If we're saying Entourage is a 9, if I'm saying Entourage is a 10, Californication is my 7.
Yep.
So I'm actually going to enjoy cold pizza. I love cold pizza. I'll take it as a happy 7.
Another for cold pizza.
I'd pick classic rock here, but cold pizza is right there with it. I have no problem. Cold pizza is a perfect 7. So great, great suggestion.
So cold pizza is going to go up against our 1 seed. This is actually one of Clemmer's, which I love. I love this one. Winning $35 on a scratch ticket. I think that is such a perfect 7 out of 10. You probably spent $35 on the at least an aggregate on the lotto ticket.
I always think the ones I get at Christmas. Like Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think this is such a perfect one. Like, it's the perfect amount.
Yeah.
Like $20 are like, like $35 are like, ooh, okay. So winning $35 on a lotto ticket versus cold pizza. Clemmer, you go first.
I'll start the argument. I'll say $35 on a scratch ticket because that is it is a fun feeling. I feel good, but it's like not, you know, it's not going to change my life.
Yeah, nothing crazy, Glenny.
I'm going to stick with cold pizza. I think cold pizza is a great suggestion. I think cold pizza is an awesome 7.
Yeah,
2-1 to 1 right now.
Yeah, I'm sticking with cold pizza too. I think I'm a little disappointed with 35.
With 35?
What? Yeah. You mean $35?
Listen.
I think 50 could have been it.
Yeah, I think 50.
50, I feel good. That's an 8 to me.
That's too. Really? Yeah, it's a little bit too high.
Yeah.
It's a me problem.
Yeah. What do you do, huh? You know?
I'm not saying I'm balling, but I used to go with my friend and we would buy a whole pack of scratchers. Like, you'd buy a 30 pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Just scan them, you know? And 35 was not, like, a joyous thing.
Well, you would probably spent, like, $100 on that stack.
The stack was, like, 500.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I'm thinking, like, you get, like, 5 scratch tickets from your grandma on a card. And you're like, oh, fuck, yeah, 35 yeah, yeah, bucks. Yeah. Hey, awesome.
And they're not even, like, the high, like, yeah, it's, like, $25 cards. Yeah, yeah. It's, like, the $1 cards. Yeah.
Gotcha. I think about me splitting $250 with my friend and just scanning.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like normal behavior.
Yeah, that's
I'm not saying it is, but yeah. I'm just saying
your experience.
Yeah, my experience. Right. So I'm going to go cold pizza.
So 2 for cold pizza, 1 for a lotto ticket. Rudy.
So I'm not really a scratch off guy. I've done it with my friends before, obviously, but like how rare is a $35?
I feel like one in.
There's an actual number for it.
It depends on the. I think it depends on how much you spent on the ticket.
Yeah, so like a $20 ticket, uh-huh. You're going to see, you know, then 35. I'm assuming based on the variance of $1.
Yeah.
You spend $1 on the ticket, you win 35. If you spend 20 on the ticket, then you get, I guess, whatever.
I feel like it's probably like 1 in 30.
Yeah.
That you're going to get a 35. So. Yeah, something like that, roughly.
It's 1 in 4 you have a winning ticket, right? Or something like that.
Okay. I mean, I don't think I've ever... I haven't done it much, but I don't think I've ever won money on a scratch-off. So if I got 35, I'd be like, fuck yeah. Also, like, how does that equate... Where do you get the 35? Do you bring it back to the gas station?
Yeah, and they scan and they give you
and they give you cash.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. Fuck, that
seems
dope.
What do you do if you win a lot? What do you do if you win, like...
You have to claim it. Like, if you win, like, a lot?
Not, like, millions, but, like, what happens if you win, like 10 fucking grand? 10 grand? Like,
10 grand, it has to be... You have to go to the store to fill out a form, and then it goes to process the lottery.
Gotcha.
I think it's, like, something, like... I could be wrong, but it's, like, 2,000 or 1,000 is the ceiling, where then the gas station can just give you $1,000.
Gotcha.
It's something like that. There's, like, a $2,000... ceiling that once you clear that, then the state gets involved.
Are they
something
like
that? It probably varies from state to state.
Are these gas stations like they have to be almost like an FDIC thing where like they have to carry a certain amount of money in case someone comes in with $1,000 winning ticket?
That sounds accurate.
And I know they get a percentage if it reaches a certain threshold too, where they get a percentage of the winnings. Yeah. Like, let's say not out of your cut, but the lottery commission gives them
some money for
the million winners. Like that's big for the store.
Yeah, the store gets like tens and tens of thousands of dollars, which
Jesus
is like
Christ. So they're very, they want people to, okay, that makes sense. So you're going to go with which one, lotto ticket or cold pizza, Rudy?
I mean, I'd be stoked to win at 35 bucks. Like, just the feeling of money that you didn't earn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's the best feeling, even if it's $35. Like, that's
sick.
So I'm going to go with
cold pizza. Oh, you're going to go with cold pizza. Okay, sorry.
I think it's more of a 7 out of 10. I think a $35 lotto ticket is like, dude, I'm on the up.
So that means cold pizza is going to move on. Our 16 seed always managed to find a way to beat a 1 seed.
Cold pizza is a great suggestion.
It is a great one. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about Roan Apparel. Fall needs its own wardrobe full of comfortable and coordinating pieces for a layered look with perspective. You need warmth, and that's extra breathable. It's always important this time of year. You don't want like the big water retardant things that like hold in all of your fucking moisture. It sucks. Starchy, stiff workwear is not optimal when you need to endure the busiest, most important days. With our commuter collection, your clothing is like professional, performs like activewear, and it feels like total comfort. Seasons change, we change. Time for men's closets to get changed too. The collection offers the most comfortable, breathable, and truly versatile products known to man. They have premium pieces to elevate every occasion. We're talking about the world's most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, polos, blazers, all boosted with functional performance properties. We love Roan here. If you watch some Barcelona stuff, you see people wearing Roan all the time. And the commuter collection will help you get through any workday and straight to whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save 20 bucks for 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to rhone.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to embody your most confident self. Shout out to our buddy Roan. Now we have the number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed. I love the 6 seed, but the 11 seed, I believe, is a KB1 pudding. Pudding, I think, is generally speaking, it is a 7 out of 10 experience. I don't think I've ever had pudding that blew my socks off. Like, my entire life. I've never had a pudding where I was like, holy shit, that was a 9 out of 10 experience. This cup of pudding. Just never happened. Maybe like a swap in elementary school and like you get like the snack pack. Like, that was exciting because it was better than the other available treats. But the actual pudding experience, I think is a 7 out of 10. I don't know if you guys disagree.
Well, Jack, let me tell you about a flavor that has slept on tremendously.
In pudding? Okay.
Yes. I don't think it's slept on in the South. Actually, I know it's not slept on in the South, and I know Glennie will agree with me here. A good banana pudding is higher than a 7 out of 10.
Oh, my God. I mean, see, here's the thing. When I'm thinking of what Ken Jack's saying, I'm thinking of like...
Snack pack, right?
The Jell-O snack pack.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's like a good southern banana pudding at a southern restaurant is a 15. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think that's a different... I'm thinking, and I'm assuming KB was thinking like...
This is like snack version. Snack pack. Because that's fair. Yes. That's a 7, 1,000%. But if we're talking like... Homemade or restaurant quality banana pudding.
Oh, you get the Nutella wafer, you get the banana slice.
Good. That's one of my number one pervert
I think pudding's
pleasures.
Disgusting.
But what about?
I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way it smells. God. I don't like the texture, how it moves.
The pudding they're talking about? That
yes,
pudding's good.
I hate all pudding. I am out on pudding.
Pudding's awesome.
Pudding is bad. Pudding is a 1 for me.
It is such a weird name.
I don't
name.
Even have to look at it.
It is a weird name for food. Why is it called pudding?
I don't know. I don't like it.
It's a bad name.
Pudding I'm out on.
But pudding is going up against number 6 seed. I love this one. A 15-minute drive. Just a 15-minute drive everywhere. Yeah. I love this one. Just you don't have to. You're not stuck in the car forever. You still got to get somewhere a little bit out of your way, but like it's only 15 minutes. I love a good 15-minute drive. I really like this one. So 15-minute drive versus pudding. Rudy.
Pudding, I do agree with Eddie. The banana with the wafers is fucking insane. But the pudding we're talking about, it's weird. Like, I always, like, when you look back on when we were kids, I feel like there was just like, there's the pudding kids and there isn't.
Yeah.
There's the R's like the raisin and the kids. Like, I was never a pudding kid. And then there was like the pudding stands. And they just fucking love pudding. I never like pudding because it's like, it falls in the category of food to me that like, it just tastes like the container. Like, it's almost like one thing.
I get you.
You know what I mean? It's like almost I'm eating like a liquefied version of this plastic container. It's like different versions of the same thing. So 15-minute drive, I think you nailed it, Ken Jack. Like that is just a straight up 7 out of 10.
Nothing excellent because it could be
pudding is like a 4.
Too low.
Chocolate cafeteria pudding.
I think specifically chocolate pudding is way worse than vanilla pudding at least in my mind. This sphere of pudding. And they also made, I remember.
Oh, I think vanilla is even worse. I think it's like vanilla, chocolate, and then banana is just like in the stratosphere. Yeah.
There was they also made, I think, like snack pack swirls where it was like half chocolate, half vanilla, and that also I think was bad. That was did not like that one bit.
Yeah.
So 1 for the 15-minute drive over pudding, Eddie.
The drive's tough for me because I don't think all 15-minute drives or all drives in general are created equal. Like, there's a difference between, oh, this is going to take me 15 minutes, even though you know it's not very far.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer those drives versus an actual 15-minute highway door-to-door drive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the other way.
There's something mentally with me where it's like, ah, it's only a couple miles. I know when I hit a couple red lights, that's an easier drive to me rather than I'm not going to have any time to, you know, check my phone or do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Which I know is out of bounds.
I say that all the time. Like, just in general, if I'm in a... I would rather drive an hour no traffic than 45 minutes in traffic.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
I like
sense.
Just going.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, 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 go.
Wait, what point does that ratio? What is the exact ratio? Is it like that, like 3 to 4? Like, would you rather?
No, I might even say 3 to 5.
I would consider going up to 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes. Compared to 50. 30 minutes in traffic is worse than 50 minutes
correct.
In no traffic. I think I would agree with that. I honestly might even go 1 to 2.
Depends if I'm drinking.
Hours.
The car.
Once you hit the hour, you're like, tough. Fuck. Yeah.
If I'm drinking,
that's a drama.
I like
it's not a sitcom anymore.
Yeah. But that's fair.
I think it's also the difference between being someone who, like, hey, let's take the streets or let's take the highway.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm fine taking the streets.
I don't like stopping.
I get it. I get it.
Which one are you going with?
And then when it comes to pudding, which is why I'm taking it, if I opened up a brown bag lunch and there was pudding, and I'd be like, man, it's not Gushers. It's not Cool Ranch. That'd be a disappointment. But then I'd eat it and be like, you know what? It was pretty solid. So I'm going to go pudding, actually.
1 to 1 right now. Glennie.
I'm very pro pudding. I still eat pudding to this day. I mean, as I've been trying to maybe shed a few pounds, like I've been doing like low-fat pudding or like even like sugar-free pudding. Sugar-free vanilla pudding, I still enjoy. I like the texture. I like it cold. I'm a pudding stan. Absolutely. I think I'm going to go with and I agree with Eddie. Like he said, all drives are not created equal. If it's a 50, if I'm going 10 city blocks and it takes 15 minutes, that annoys the fuck out of me. And I'm happy with the long drive, short drive. I like being in a car. So I'm going to go with pudding.
2 for pudding, 1 for the drive. Clemmer.
Yeah, I had an ex who used to measure time by like music. So she'd be like, oh, it's that drive is 3 songs. That drive is 4 songs. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like that. And like, we both kind of agreed like the 3 to 4 song drive was like a good drive. But the best drive is kind of like the best hike. Like you're still driving. It's, like it's only so good it can be. So I'm going to go with the drive. Because I think like a 15-minute drive, when you know for me, like for Gunny, it sounds like if I know it's 15 minutes when I get my car and I know that's like the, you know, I'm driving on New Hampshire Road.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that. That's a win for me.
So we're 2-2. Pudding is tough for me because I don't love pudding. And I think out of all the desserts you could get in the snack world, especially from like those like chocolate and vanilla types of desserts, like not like the gushers and like fruit desserts, among those like chocolatey desserts, it's the worst one. You would rather a cookie. You would rather a brownie. You would rather like fucking like ice cream from the place. You'd rather like any other dessert over that, which is why I think it goes below that, below the 7 threshold. But that 15-minute drive, if you know you're getting there door to door in 15 minutes, it's nice. You still get the drive in, and like I don't know something about it, but I also agree with that not all drives are created equal, because that drive could still suck.
Yeah,
you could get cut off in traffic, like something bad could happen during that 15-minute drive.
The floor for a drive is pretty low.
That's yeah, true. It is really I'm kind of agonizing over this. I think I would,
if you change it to a good 15-minute drive, then that's a 7.
But then you could say a good pudding. You know what I mean?
But like sometimes you have to have like hike. We added a hike, it was like the best possible hike.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna go with the drive. I think the drive is it's significantly better than like a really short drive. You're almost pissed you have to do it. Like I have to drive 5 minutes to get somewhere, and like anything longer than 15 minutes you're mad about. So I like 15 minutes drive. So now we have the number 3 seed versus the number 14 seed. The 3 seed is free sunglasses. I think this is a dead on 7 out of 10. Anytime you get free sunglasses from some sort of promotion, whatever, you get free sunglasses. They're always a 7 out of 10. Maybe they look cool. You like them. They are going to break. And without a doubt, they're going to suck in some way eventually down the road. But for now, when you get the free sunglasses, it's a nice experience. And that's going up in number 14 seed, just the day Thursday. Thursday as a 7 out of 10 day. It is not Friday. It is not a weekend. But it's also you're past most of the week. So most of that is nice. So Thursday versus free sunglasses. Let's start with you, KB. Which one of these things do you think is more of a 7 out of 10?
Off the bat.
Thursday, no doubt.
Free sunglasses? Like, I'm guessing they're like
the cheapest possible things you can imagine.
I don't even want
they
those.
Will break.
That's a below 5.
Yes.
Like, that's but a worse. Then you have to hold them or find a garbage.
They are free, and sometimes they look cool. Think if you got the in my brain, like imagine if we were like our freshman year of college, someone gave you a free pair of the Kanye sunglasses, how fucking amped you would be.
Yeah, but it's not. You get like you go to a Mets game, you get these shitty free sunglasses. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this?
Yeah, it's not free sunglasses. Thursday is a great
Thursday.
Pick.
So one for Thursday, Rudy.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think free sunglasses are such a burden. It's literally like that Kanye tweet. It's like, oh, I got this water bottle on this plane. Now I'm fucking responsible for this water bottle.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That is a gripe that I've had before.
And it's the same thing. Like, and there are guys out there that you can tell are free sunglass guys. Like if you're at like some sort of like farmer's market or like music festival, it's like, oh, those are free sunglasses. And he's like having a good time. He's like rocking out in them. I look like a fucking dipshit in free sunglasses every single time. And I just, the quality of them is so dog shit. It's like someone, they like shipped it over from China. It's just so, it's like an insulting use of plastic.
And they look like shit. They're more of like a costume.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I find them, they're almost like annoying. Their presence annoys me.
Yeah.
I guess.
Exactly. And like if you actually like try to block the sun, it almost just like, it's like a prism and the sun is just hitting you hard in a different
light.
It's just so shitty. And Thursday rules, man. Thursday rules.
If you're in college, it's like a 9 or a 10 out of 10.
For sure.
As adults, definitely loses some points. But like Thursday night, that's a fine night. That's a 7 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I can only picture now Rudy wearing like a green pair of St. Patrick's sunglasses that are like branded with like Landshark beer or something like that. Like you wouldn't rock them. Rock them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
Eddie.
I'm actually the outlier here. I think Thursday's a little better than a 7 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Like if Fridays,
yeah,
like
argued,
if Fridays are tens, I think
no. Saturday and Sunday's a 10.
I think Saturday's a 10. I think Friday's a 9.
Okay, fine. If Saturday's a 10, Friday's a 9. I think Thursday and Sundays are 8.
Oh no,
Sunday.
Sunday is better than a Thursday.
You're still off though.
If every day is a Sunday, then you never have to work.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think that's crazy, but
I don't know. I think it's a perfect as a 7 because you still have another day of work. The day of Thursday to work. The all of Friday to work.
Plus Sunday you get football and everything.
Thursday you get football
too. It's a good argument.
That's true.
Regardless, I'm a bad sunglass guy. Any time I've ever tried to spend money on them, I lose them.
Yep.
So I actually appreciate the cheap ones. Like a cheap one, it's like, all right, that's going in the golf bag. This one's going in the car. And you can kind of use them in situations where if you had one pair and you just lose everything, it's there for you. So in a weird way, I kind of like free sunglasses, which I know how bad the bad version of them can be, but they can be useful in certain situations, and I just named two. So
one for I kind of like the thought process there of it being disposal of plenty.
I think Thursday may be the leader in the clubhouse for me right now. Thursday is fantastic. I'm a massive, massive, massive Thursday fan.
Well, that makes it over a 7 out of 10 then.
But it's just because like I said, Hootie and the Blowfish are seven, but they're my favorite band.
Yeah, fair.
Entourage, we may have said, is the seven's favorite show. But in the realm, like we said, in the realm of days, we got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, make it Thursday at seven, boom. Mm-hmm. Thursday's the perfect seven.
Thursday's going to win, but Clemmer?
So I thought about this a lot when I worked in the Cubes. Like, I would think about in 3 days. I suggested Friday at 11 a.m.
You did, yeah.
Is the perfect seven. Because you haven't hit lunch yet, but you just know if you get through this day, then you're in the weekend. Thursday, you still have to deal with Friday. And like when you're in the queues, it's like it's one more day. It just fucking sucks. And you just want to get through it. I still will pick Thursday in this option, but Thursday is not in their cup. For me, it's a big, huge difference between Thursday and Friday at 11. It's a huge difference in my mind.
Gotcha. I mean, that's fair. I would.
Because when I wake up Thursday morning, I still have 40% of the work week left. It's like, fuck.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
So Thursday's going to move on. Now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed is a cold cut sandwich. And I talked a little bit about Glennie about this earlier. We're not talking you go to a deli and you get some fucking really nice ripped up Italian sub or something like that. We're talking a cold cut sandwich you make at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying like go to a beautiful Italian deli and get like the Godfather hero.
Yeah.
I'm saying like a ham and cheese you make at your house.
Salami turkey sandwich. And Swiss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salami, yeah.
That's a good
exactly.
That's all a right. good seven.
Turkey and Swiss and mayo on like multi-grain bread you don't really want to eat on, but it's the bread you have.
Like what you had for lunch growing, like what you brought to school.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's going up against the number 7 seed. Your favorite soda, but it's in a plastic bottle. Not out of a can, not out of a fountain. Strictly plastic bottle. Ooh. Great option. So the cold cut sandwich versus the soda in a plastic bottle. Clemmer. You drink more soda out of plastic bottles than anyone I've ever met.
Only because of the, it's convenience. Mm-hmm. At home, I drink out of a can, but I'm afraid of spilling it here at the workplace. And it's just, I got to bring it, you know, if I'm in different places, I got to bring it. It's the only reason why.
You're scared of spilling?
Yeah, I hate spilling. It makes me very upset. I don't like making it, I don't like making a mess. It makes me very upset, especially on like things that are not mine. I don't like spilling anything. If I spill on something, because I try to be really careful, but. Remember we worked right across from there. If I spilt and it went into your stuff and somehow got your stuff like ruined, I would feel horrible. Like it would be really bad. Like I don't like even
naturally everybody would.
Yeah. Yes, of course. But like so I try to avoid that.
I think there's a guy that like loves spilling out there.
That's like courteous to another level.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's not me being a nice guy just because it creates anxiety. Like it's selfish too. Mm-hmm. It's like it helps dampen my anxiety.
I kind of want to like.
So you go around the world with a looming fear of spilling.
I go around the world with looming. I don't say fear because I hate that word fear. I think
worry,
concern. Hatred. I'm always concerned about something. Mm. That's just true. The option is I'm sorry.
A cold cut sandwich.
The cold cut sandwich is perfect. So salami sandwich, make it home. Now maybe the bread's not not the best, but I have the mustard I like, right? So like there's enough goods and bads, and I enjoy a salami sandwich. I made it myself. I cut it the way I like it. That's a 7.
Mm-hmm. So one for the cold cut sandwich.
I'm never excited about it, but I'm happy after I ate it.
I actually think more I'm looking at this is like such a, this could be a fucking finals match. This is, I think, is like that tight.
I don't really, I may be crazy because it's on the bracket, but I don't really hate his favorite soda out of a plastic bottle. I kind of enjoy it. I guess we're talking opposed to fountain soda, which obviously is the best form of soda. But then you have
canned soda, I think, is better as
well. But either way, then you have a can. You're getting 12 ounces bottle. I'm getting 16. I'm getting 4 ounces.
The can's so cold.
Now they make the tall boy cans of soda.
It's too much.
So
it's the same amount as the bottle.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Even if it was the same ounce.
It doesn't make any sense. I know. It's how my brain works. Plus, even picking up, it's like a different weight. It's just weird to me. Even
you do feel like a not great holding up the coin.
I will say, I do think my peak soda is fountain. So I do think a can sip, the first sip of a cold can, is more close to a fountain. But I'm gonna go with the cold cut sandwiches. I think it's a perfect seven. I mean, it's not a high class deli. It's not a high end, I don't know, some sort of sandwich you're gonna get anywhere, like one of those artisan delis, like a place in Chicago, that Tempesta right down your guys' street. Fantastic deli. I'm not talking like that. I'm just saying ham and cheese, a little mustard. Nice seven. I'm not gonna be mad about it. I'm not gonna be thrilled over it. It's a seven.
So right now we're two for cold cut sandwich, Eddie.
Yeah, this is a hard one. I agree. And I think ultimately, Glennie made the point I was going to make. You just get a little bit more with a bottled soda. So I think I would not pick that. I would pick the cold cut because it's always standard. It's your third starter. It's going out there. It's throwing 90 pitches. And then that's what it's going to be. So
what was your guys' go-to cold cut sandwich growing up? Mine was always bologna and cheese, but I feel like not a lot of people.
I was just a ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese? Yeah.
I like ham, cheese, and mustard, ham, cheese, and mayo. I honestly loved roast beef, but roast beef, when you get cold roast beef, it's one of my favorite sandwiches I get now. Go to the deli, just get like a pound of roast beef, and then just make it at home quick. But if you leave it in your fridge, like by Wednesday, Thursday, it was great.
Has the weird gross film on it, yeah.
But I would like to weigh in. Can is the superior style of soda for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Aaron Harang, perfect number three star, right?
Rudy.
Good seven.
I'm a big fan of my homemade sandwiches. Ooh. I know how I like it. I make them good. I really fucking enjoy those. So I would put that over. I would even go, I love sandwiches. I would even go as crazy to say airport sandwich is a seven.
Airport sandwich.
Whoa. What does that mean?
Like you go to
the little market?
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
I get it. Listen, I'm a slut, dude. I'm a fucking slut for sandwiches. I understand that I'm an outlier again on this one, but I love sandwiches. And the ones I make at home, I fucking
What's the Rudy?
Love. Turkey, pepper jack, mayo. Ground mustard and lettuce, tomato, and a little bit
that's
of
too
pickle.
Much. I think it might be
too much. I like that mustard, dude. Though.
Yeah. Rudy also is an elite bread place near him, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, so.
You get like artisan bread for this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, though, for like a certain sandwich, the artisan bread is almost too interfering. You need a very basic multi grain, like Rudy's, toasted it. Doesn't get in the way. You know, a lot of artisan bread, it's like you're doing too much. It's like
so you're
going to
go with the plastic soda?
You know what? You know what makes me feel good about sandwiches? I feel like I save money when I make them. Like, oh, I didn't get Uber Eats. Yeah, I didn't spend all this money. I made it myself. It probably cost like $2. I feel good about that. Or a dollar. I feel Absolutely. Good about that. Like, yeah. It's a sense of pride.
Yeah, but turkey is fucking, like,
I know,
cold cuts are
know,
so
yeah,
expensive.
I know.
You,
it's crazy. Like, on paper, I'm not really saving that much money. But for whatever reason, when I make sandwiches at home, my bank account inflates to a remarkable level.
I think you do save a lot of money, Rudy. Think about how much you spend. Like, go through it.
Man, it's like $10 just for the sandwich. At like
now
a
I really want a ham and cheese cut triangle.
Like
really?
Salami sandwich with just the right mustard.
Yeah, some pudding.
The triangle bite of the edge of the crust. Now I want that.
Oh,
come on.
You know what's weird is even the shitty cold cuts are bad now. Like the ones that come in like the prepackaged like containers, like the slimy turkey. You know what I'm talking about? They come in like the round pressed Oscar Mayer type shit.
Yeah.
Like that stuff is even expensive. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. And for me, like the bottle, neither of these are a 7 out of 10 to me. Like the sandwich is too good. And when I get, if I get like delivery and they give me a bottle of Diet Coke, my heart sinks.
Yep.
My heart sinks. I'm still going to drink it. So I'll say that is, I guess, closer to a 7 out of 10 because I still drink it, and it's like, all right, I still got my fix. But it is an absolute flick.
I would pay more money for a canned soda than for a bottled soda, which the bottled soda comes from
every
with
time.
More soda. Yep. No,
I would
question.
Too. Yeah. Yes,
no question. So right now the cold cut sandwich is going to win, but KB,
I was whipping up some garbage. So to me, like. Jersey Mike's, you're going to get an 8, 8.5 maybe. Jimmy John's, a 7, maybe a 7.5. And the shit I was making at home would be more of like a 5.5, 6.
So
I'm going to go the bottled soda, the soda that you like to begin with in a bottle.
So either way, Colt.
It's going to be lukewarm.
Oh, yeah. No, they're
like a bottle Dr. Pepper is going to be hot. Fresh, yeah. Even if it's out the fridge.
They retain heat. Dude,
something about a bottle Dr. Pepper.
They retain heat like they crazy.
Lit off radiation. But here's so the thing.
Which one? I would say that a bottle Dr. Pepper is better than a bottle Diet Coke. But I think that Diet Coke is a better soda. There's certain bottle ones.
Yeah. That oh, it definitely changes the taste. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I would agree. Yeah, Dr. Pepper definitely is better bottled form versus that. But yeah. I don't think Dr. Pepper in a can is particularly great.
Oh,
actually,
really?
The more I'm thinking about it. Oof. I think a Diet Coke, like Diet Coke, it is everything. It is. I don't think there's a bigger difference in soda taste between canned and bottled Diet Coke. It is.
Diet Coke in a can is.
Yeah, like Molly. It's literally the greatest substance ever created, and then in a bottle, it's almost inedible. Like you can't.
I feel the same way about regular Coke. I don't drink Diet Coke for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't say it's inedible.
Yeah, that's fair. So the cold cut sandwich is gonna move on. Now we have the 2 seed versus the 15 seed playing game. The 15 seed playing game options are one from KB. I don't know what this means. Roche runs.
Those are shoes.
What is this?
Nike Roche Run.
I have no idea.
I don't know who they are either.
At their peak, they were very cool. More trendy than cool. And they look fine. They look pretty cool. Comfortable. I think they're a good 7 out of 10 shoe.
I don't think a shoe has ever burned hotter and brighter and had such
this
a
is like
fall
the
off.
Most average looking shoe I've
it
ever
faded
seen.
Fast.
Yeah. It became like a meme. Like if you wear Roshi runs and you don't have a fashionable atom.
These
in your
look
body.
Incredibly average, which is
that these aren't
but
sevens
occupy,
though.
Like a rare airspace because like you can just be a guy at a schlub that doesn't care about fashion, and you would never wear Roshi runs. It was like this perfect medium of a guy that like oh I'm gonna like try to look cool, and they like the kind of guy that like Googles cool men shoes, and they gives you the Roshi runs, so you're like not dressing like a bag of dicks like Adam Sandler. But you're also not reaching the heights of like, oh, I'm actually thinking about what I'm wearing. It's like the most awful middle.
Gotcha.
First off, are they Roshi or Roche?
I always thought it was Roche.
I thought it was Roche.
I don't know if I'm correct. I assume they were. I've heard it say Roshi.
I thought they were
Roche. It is Roche or Roche.
Roches.
Roche.
It might be Roche.
That's like Ferrero Rocher, but that's spelled differently though. So I don't.
Yeah, we can get those off. If, like,
I just didn't know what it was. I thought it was going to be like you ever do like Indian runs in middle school or high school, like in track and field.
Those would be like a
zero. That's right. I thought it was going to be some sort of running activity. I thought that's what you. And I was like, there's no way this is going to make it. I just want to know what it
and
is.
And there's that one hardo that always just goes too fast.
Fucking hated that.
The worst.
Why did they call it? To hide in the woods. We'd like hide in the woods and wait for them to loop around and join them again.
What the fuck? Why do they call it Indian runs anyway?
The sure, some, used to run.
I guess so. No wonder we fucking
probably running away from all the people trying to kill them.
Yeah. So now we have the other options are a Mexican restaurant in Middle America. I love this one, KB. that's fantastic. Any Mexican?
That you're gonna get a 7 out of 10, no higher, no lower.
The number 4.
Yeah, that was my pick.
It's my favorite number.
It's not 5. It's not 10. It's certainly not 1. But I think it's a solid number.
So you think 4 is
dividing things into 4s, like Mount Rushmore.
Four is a good number though.
Yeah,
4 is a 4 might be an 8.
Yeah,
10,
I think 4 is a good number.
Yeah,
but 8 is a damn good number.
5 sucks.
You think 5 sucks?
I like 5.
5 is my favorite
give
number.
Got to tip the cap to the round ones.
4 is an unlucky number in Chinese culture.
Really?
Yeah, it's it means like death. Like it sounds the same or something. They don't like it. They do not like number 4. Next is the University of Wisconsin, also from KB.
I did put this, but I think it might be higher. I was just like factoring in sports success or lack thereof and weather, it might go down to a 7, but I think it's such a good school, I don't want to put it in the 7 out of 10 category. Taking it off.
respect
next
that.
Option is chicken tenders and fries. We talked a little bit about this before, Glennie. Sometimes it feels like it should be higher, but it really is this kind of a 7 out of 10.
It's your seven. It's my 7 out of 10 go-to meal if I'm out. If I'm out at a bar and I'm hungry, what do I order? Tenders and
it's
fries.
It's safe. You won't be
if
disappointed.
I'm at a bar,
it's hard to fuck it up.
Tenders and fries.
Yeah,
hard to fuck up. Always good.
It's never going
to
be great.
Variation of sauces make it nice. It's 7 out of 10.
I look
it's
at chicken
option.
Tenders, especially like if you're out at a bar drinking. It's like a med pack.
That's exactly what I meant.
1,000%.
I'm not trying to, I don't want them, I'm not necessarily craving them, but I'm doing it. This is just a precautionary measure.
It's like the Fortnite.
But it's not like you're saying it's disgusting.
We gotta get some food in the system, but we also can't get crazy.
It's just a stim pack.
Adrenaline, just, dude.
Like, let's give me an extra hour.
The McDonald's sausage, egg, and cheese muffin.
Real egg, by the way. I worked at McDonald's, so use a real egg in that.
You worked at McDonald's, but that was like 30 years ago. They might have changed it.
I don't think they still use real egg.
This is actually pretty good because I don't. It's not the best item on the breakfast menu by far, but...
What do you think it is?
Don't
say pancakes.
Come on, bro. That's...
disrespectful. Sure.
That's fucked up.
That was fucked up. That was really fucked up.
Pancakes just in a microwave.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Did I just say that to the side?
Yeah, that's false, bro.
What would it be? What would be the best? What would be the 10 out of 10 McDonald's?
McGriddle.
Yeah, McGriddle, or actually, low-key, the bagel.
I think this steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
Steak's a little perverted, Kyle.
The steak, egg, and cheese bagel is unbelievable.
I didn't know they made one.
The McDonald's bagels are...
We didn't have them.
...underrated. They are fucking awesome.
Dude, I've never had that.
They even make their own little special sauce kind of on it. Not like a McDonald's special, not in like a Big Mac special sauce, but it's almost like a breakfast hollandaise aioli almost.
If you ever go,
I'm telling you, sausage, egg, and cheese bagel with the sauce that comes on it, it's damn good.
I don't really...
And the steak, egg, and cheese is insane. The steak, egg, and cheese is like a Philly cheesesteak almost. There's onions on it.
Wait. But Rudy, have you ran past someone in life who said the pancakes at McDonald's was their best item?
I've ran into people that it, like, they're weirdly into those pancakes.
They call them hotcakes, right? That's what they call them when I was there.
You might be one of those. I just had a feeling you might be one of those, and I'm honestly so fucking sorry.
Thank you for apologizing, because that was offensive.
Yeah, I'm actually really, I actually feel, I, as that, you fuck, should. That was fucked up.
Do you guys
up.
Ever have like a Bo-Berry biscuit?
Yeah, that's my bad.
I think that's on my top for fast food,
I've never had that.
From Bojangles. Very good.
We get those hotcakes out of the walk-in freezer, and we just basically throw in the microwave for like 30 seconds and put them on a styrofoam, back then, you put them on a styrofoam thing, and there you go. Mm-hmm. Could not have spent less time in them. But the egg, though, they actually crack an egg, it's a real egg.
Were you working there when they did the McDLT?
No, it's after me.
The Jason Alexander.
Before me, excuse me. Before me. Yeah. That was in the 80s.
Jason Alexander commercial or something. Yeah. That's the only thing I remember.
Yeah, that was the 80s. I'm not that old.
And then last option is Domino's, which I think is a perfect 7 out of 10 because it is not. It is not. Here's the thing. Actual pizza is, I think, like a 9, 10 out of 10. Domino's is, when you are craving Domino's, and I think Marty had said this to me, when you're craving Domino's, you are not craving pizza. You are craving Domino's. Otherwise, you would just order pizza. And I think the experience of Domino's is 7 out of 10. I think it's
a lot of
option.
Places, that's all they have is Domino's.
Yeah, but that's
like a lot of America.
But what I'm saying is like...
That and like a Little Caesars, and that's it.
Oh, that's brutal. So the full Roshi runs, the Mexican restaurant in Middle America, the number 4, chicken tenders and fries, McDonald's, sausage, egg, and cheese, or Domino's. KB, which chain option do you think you should move on?
I'm between Mexican and Domino's. So I think I hate Domino's compared to other pizza places. I think it's the worst.
I agree with that.
But it's still pizza. It's very good.
And they have other things there, too. They have the chicken kickers.
So the Mexican restaurant can go higher. It's usually going to be a 6 or a 7 or a 7.5, but it can also be an 8.5. I'll go Domino's.
Domino's gets one vote. Rudy.
I've said this before, and once again, it's kind of a hot take. I think all pizza's a 7 out of 10, give or take. I think that there's very low variance in pizza.
You don't think there's any, like, 9s?
Not really. I mean, there can be a 9 pizza given my circumstances. Like, if I'm really craving pizza, I just think it has less to do with the pizza. Like, in my opinion, all pizza, there are like some like John's Bleak or like cheese. I get that can be like 8, 9 territory, but I think like all pizza is
Elio's like frozen pizza,
and that's why I'll never own a $200 million company because I just can't rate pizza. Like, I just cannot.
You'd just be 7.
I would just be like, oh, this is pizza. To me, the Roshi run is such a platinum 7. I think that whoever that created the Roshi runs, like, I don't even think Nike knows if that, like, they don't even know who it was. Like, that person doesn't even exist. I think that they just, like, they just spawned in as, like, just the definition of average.
It was, I think it was maybe one season.
Yeah.
When we were in college, it was, they were hot.
They were hot.
With the joggers.
Right.
And the big t-shirt.
It's like, if you auto-generated an Amazon ad for, like, shoes for men, it would be the Roshi run.
I'm switching
over to the Roshi run.
That is a 7 out of 10 shoe. Yeah,
it is. It is the shoe for the universe. Like it is not an athletic shoe, but it's not a leisure shoe. Yeah. It is everything at once while being none of it. It is so
we are 2 for the Roshi run. Eddie?
I'm between the tenders and the biscuit.
Oh, the tenders was a good pick.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Really good pick.
I think a law of averages, you could get a better tender, you could get a worse tender. The McDonald's biscuit's pretty standard across the board, so I'm going to go with that.
So the sausage, egg, and cheese gets a...
Wait. Roshi's are trash. They're 5s. I'm going chicken tenders and fries. That's a 7 out of 10 meal.
Tenders is going to get a vote, so now we are...
Nah, that's a 6.5.
What's what?
I'm going Domino's.
Back to the original one. So 1 for Domino's, 1 for sausage, egg, and cheese, 1 for the Roshi run.
All right, so for my... I have 2 that I was picking from. It was either Tendies or the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese McMuffin. And the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese McMuffin, I think it's fantastic. But once again, I don't think it's a McMuffin. I don't think it's a McGriddle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's a bagel. So I think it's a great 7 for me. If Eddie picked Tendies, I would have went Tendies here. But he picked McMuffin. I'm going McMuffin.
Mm. So 2 for the Sausage, Egg, and Cheese.
I just want to put it at 2.
Solidarity.
Clever.
As a kid growing up that's horribly picky, there are so many meals or so many restaurants where having chicken tender and fries has saved my ass. Like, and I never loved it, but it was always there for me. So, like, I have to pick chicken tender and fries.
That means that the sausage, egg, and cheese is going to move on and play our number one seed. And our number one seed today is Target Men's T-shirts. This is a KB one, which I think is dead on. Especially, there's one specific Target brand shirt. I think it's called, like, the usual brand or something like that. They are the most unremarkable 7 out of 10 T-shirts you've ever worn in your entire life.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I think they're damn good. But then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm in Target. Maybe it's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a decent T-shirt.
I could not agree more. And all the ones I've gotten from Target, we're not talking like, you know, Walmart-y, like graphic tees where it's fucking like Naruto, whatever, that shit.
No, like the...
regular shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So sausage, egg, and cheese from McDonald's versus...
Wait, time out. Can I actually change my thing to... Did you pick tenders, right?
Yeah.
Can I change me to tenders? Can we do tendies?
You can change it to tenders. That would make tenders the winner.
I want tendies the winner, yeah.
That means tenders. Chicken, tenders and fries. Wow, late switch.
Because I was blanking out. I was just looking at that. I was like, tendies could beat Target.
So tenders.
Yeah.
Versus Target's men's t-shirts. Clemmer.
Chicken tender and fries all day. I would maybe like get an undershirt from Target, but even then I wouldn't think it's a 7. It may be a best of 5.
Mm. They're good. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more like chicken tender and fries to me is like, if I'm at like a game or anywhere really, and I like, all right, chicken tender and fries, I'm never like dissatisfied, but I'm never like, oh, over the moon about it. Yeah. Like it always does the job. Yeah. And like makes, and I'm a really big eater. That's saying something. That's 7.
Have you done like the tenders bucket at Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. I think I have, like, years ago. Like, since I moved back.
Bucket of fries with the tenders on top.
Not since I moved back.
It's great. Great stuff. 1 for the tenders.
I'm not a massive Target fan, and I just echo everything Clemmer just said. Tenders and fries are the epitome of 7 in my brain. They're the epitome of 7. You get a good one. You get a good one that could maybe be a 9. You get a decent one, but that's still a 5. Median out. Different sets of fries. Maybe some steak fries. Maybe some curly fries. Barbecue, ranch. It's an ideal 7.
2 for the tenders.
I'm going tenders, too.
Tendies.
Tenders is going to win.
Just not much experience with the Target shirt.
They're good stuff. Sorry, KB. I think I overjudged.
They don't realize.
They'll find out one day. Rudy.
So I'm basing this off like which one of them is most consistently a 7. That's what I keep thinking about. Like tenders are 7 out of 10, but there's some that really hit new heights, and there's some that hit unbelievable lows. Like, I don't think there's ever been a food that is like prepared and cooked that can be more disrespected than chicken tenders. I've gotten some chicken tenders that look like they were victims of the chef, and they're so bad, but there's some that are just so fantastic. Whereas the Target shirt, every one of them is just such a 7 out of 10. And even you're talking about the blanks. I feel like the Target t-shirt section for men's has like such a weird imprint in my brain, and this may be like the Mandela effect or whatever. I think that Target has had a Flash t-shirt on display for 45 years.
Never gone down.
I don't think I've ever gone to a Target men's t-shirt section and there hasn't been a Flash shirt.
Just like not even the right shade of red. It's always.
It's right dead center. It's like they've just never moved on. It's like the jet sweep. It's like once they can stop it, we're going to switch it up. So I think the Target shirt is consistently more a 7 than the 10 or the
11. One for this shirt, KB.
Sorry, I'm going to get technical. If we're rating foods, I would say like any given like fine dining entree, say like a chicken parmesan or maybe like a Michelin burger, that's a 9 out of 10, correct?
I would say, yeah.
So then, okay, that's 9. Then what would you call a Chipotle bowl? An 8?
Depends on when you're asking, dude.
A good Chipotle bowl or burrito.
Okay.
I think that's an 8. I don't think chicken tenders are that close. I think they're more 6.
I don't know.
This guy's kind of got a point.
If you get a fantastic tender, though, a fantastic tender is very good. It may not be as high scale as a Michelin star burger, like you said, but we had a place, Blue Ribbon Chicken, here that's like all they do is tenders and even stickies.
I do like stickies a lot.
You get a damn good tendy. A damn good tendy is up there.
A Blue Ribbon, like Michelin burger, might be a 10, though, not a 9.
I guess by default, the best Michelin restaurant in the world's food is a 10. Yeah. And then number 9 is like that scale of restaurant right below that, which is still
insane. And then maybe Chipotle is like that 8.
I think it's all to each their own.
And then
really,
that 7 is the tender.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, KB?
All right. Well, for the sake of discourse and to get everyone participating, I'm going to move
to chicken tenders. Tendies is going to move on. Before we get to our playoffs, let's hear from our last sponsor, They Factor. You watch anything with Barstool, you see Factor all the time. Speaking of food, this food at least is good for you. Notice how the days are shorter, but your to-do lists aren't. Power through your busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. From breakfast to dinner and anything in between, Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled up and feeling your best. Whether you like your routine or you enjoy mixing things up, they have you covered with 35 different delicious meals every week and over 60 different additional options to help you cover in a box like keto cookies, pressed juices, and smoothies. Don't let the shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor lets you do you. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Because Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved, you're going to get you're going to love how not only Factor's meals taste, but how they support your goals. We love Factor. It's like literally 2 minutes in the microwave, and it tastes like someone just made it right in front of you. Always talk about with Factor their smoothies. I physically don't understand how it works, how they make it tasteless if they just made it right in front of you. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Shout out to Factor. All right, let's run through these playoffs. First option, another one. People have been debating this for centuries. You've heard Skip Bayless and Stephen A. go back and forth about it. Many other people, Hannity and whatever. This Phoenix, Arizona versus Jennifer Gardner. Which one of these is more of a 7 out of 10? KB.
I don't know Gardner's body of work enough. I don't know what she currently looks like enough to fairly rate her. But I think Phoenix, again, compared to other American cities, and maybe even the world over, if you can include like developing countries, I think it's a good 7. So Phoenix.
7 out of 10 from Phoenix. Rudy.
I'm going to agree. I think Phoenix is very much a 7 out of 10. I adore Jennifer Gardner.
Do you think she got hurt in her popularity by the emergence of Hillary Swank? I feel like they run too much in the same lane.
Hillary Swank has won 2 Oscars. Jennifer Gardner is also.
Yeah, but I think they run in the same lane. They almost look exactly the same.
Jennifer Gardner looks. She's above a 7.
Mm.
Alias Jennifer Gardner is a 10. That's like perfection.
Yeah, shout out to J.J. Abrams.
Super Bowl Alias, if anyone my age remembers that. A lot going on.
Super Bowl Alias.
The episode right after Super Bowl aired. The
Alias trailers used to scare me when I was a kid.
I didn't understand the show. I thought at first it was like a Skinamax type sex show based on some of the trailer stuff. Yeah.
So did I. I thought it was like murder, scary sex, and I felt bad for her. I was like, oh, who the fuck she is? Yeah. That's what
I was. 2 for Phoenix, Eddie.
I'm going back and forth at Jennifer Gardner, and I just can't think of one reason why I would put her above a 7 or why I'd put her under a 7. So I got to move Jen.
Jennifer Gardner.
I don't want to. She's under a 7 for me.
She's under a 7 for you?
Really?
She doesn't. She just. Wow. She just seems kind of always has seemed kind of blah to me.
Even like back in the day.
Yeah, even 13 going on 30. She just always just. She was just very blah to me. I'm gonna go with Phoenix. I think Phoenix is a good pick for a 7.
3 for Phoenix. 1 for Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. I said Super Bowl Jennifer Garner is a 10, so it's hard for me to say 7, even though maybe that's more apt now. No?
I'm showing him pictures of Jennifer Garner and Alias.
Yeah, big fan. So I'm going to go with Phoenix.
You're going to go with Phoenix. Phoenix is going to move on. Now we have the cold pizza versus the best hike. Ooh. Clemmer.
Cold pizza is a very good pick for as a 7. You're always happy it's there. It's never going to blow you away.
Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of cold pizza, and I've had no hikes. So we'll go with cold pizza.
Never had a hike once in his life. 2 for cold pizza. Eddie?
Repeat Glenn's comment.
Rudy?
Have you guys ever even like sampled a hike?
Like free walk sample? In the woods, maybe?
Free samples just walking somewhere.
Like a flat surface in the woods, but not going up?
Yeah.
That's kind of a hike-ish.
I was a Boy Scout for a year.
There you go.
It was...
Oh, that's you definitely hiked then.
Yeah, but I can't say I enjoyed it. Right? Like
it would be a 0.
Yeah. Rudy?
It's hike versus cold pizza. I can think of one hike where I looked back and I was like, damn, that was dope. And that was because me and my brother were talking about the moon, and he knew a lot about it, and that was really nice conversation. Other than that, 7 out of 10s. Cold pizza. I sometimes think cold pizza hits better than ready fresh pizza.
I think it depends situationally.
I really love cold pizza, so I'm going to go with the hike. It's more of a 7 out of 10.
KB?
So this is the best possible
hike. Best possible hike.
Which I haven't even experienced yet. So I'm going to go cold pizza. I know I'm going
to
go 7.
So that means cold pizza to go into the finals. Cold pizza versus Phoenix, Arizona. Which one of these is more of a 7 out of 10? KB.
Phoenix has incredible golf courses, incredible nightlife if you count the whole area. Incredible winters. And all like the big four professional teams, it might be higher than a 7 on a grand scale. So I'm going to go cold pizza.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're doing full grand scale, it's probably better than like Karachi or something, or like some like random, like in a third world.
All right, if we're doing major cities, it is a 7.
But like if it includes, no, I'm saying if it includes all global cities, it has to be higher because a lot of these have to suck.
Yeah,
it
does, but I'm not. But
let's keep it, we know what we're doing.
Fair enough, Rudy.
Yeah. We can't get lost in the weeds and start comparing Mogadishu to
you can't do it.
But again, I'm Phoenix could be a 5,
and it could be a
9. Your experience, cold pizza. I guarantee you, it's gonna round up or down to a 7.
Rudy,
agreed. Yeah, the infrastructure and like the spread of Phoenix gives it a big hit. You know, it's like a a never-ending sprawl of mediocrity, but like Old Town Scottsdale, there's some like the margaritas, the outdoors, like probably the highest per capita Pierce Nipples, I would say. I mean Miami probably takes it, but Miami, I don't think that Miami should even count as U.S. city. That occupies
it's almost like
world.
Hong Kong,
it's
right?
The real
it's
world.
Like it's like it's
it's just not even the real.
It's like
world.
A municipality.
It's not a
thing,
real
yeah.
place. It's just not real. But I got to go with. I love cold pizza, so I got to go with Phoenix. It's a very, very solid set.
So one for cold pizza, one for Phoenix. Eddie?
It really is tough. I like that a lot of houses in Phoenix have pools. You know, just like a good structure of a house, good backyards. It's a good structure, so I'm gonna stick with pizza.
You're going to stick with pizza. My great-grandma lived in Scottsdale. And we were going to go visit her for the first time in a long time. And, like, my dad and my mom were hyping us up. Like, hey, she's got a pool. She's got a pool. It's going to be so fun. And we were, like, 8, 9 years old. We're all excited about it. We went there. She filled the pool in. It was filled with rocks.
What?
The whole pool was filled top to bottom in rocks.
Crazy.
She had a rock. Dude, it was, like, not even like cool rocks. It was like the rocks that you would like keep you in.
Don't tell.
It was the rock pool. And it was.
My grandma's rock pool.
The fucking like rocks you would use like in your front yard to like fill in like a landscape thing. You know what I mean? Like the purple rocks. Yeah. It was just filled with those little weird purple sharp rocks. She just like I didn't want to have to do the maintenance of the pool. So we
come
filled
on.
It with rocks.
That's a Skylar White. That's a Skylar White ass move right there.
She didn't even like put grass over it or like. It was just a pool filled with fucking purple rocks.
That's
it was
awful.
Insane. And then the AC didn't work, but that was another problem.
Phoenix might be lower. It's a city in the middle of the desert.
It's, man, that sucked.
Living there.
It's sunny
would be lower.
Every day.
It's just on a hole, yeah.
That is nice.
So two for cold pizza, one for Phoenix. Glenny.
I'm digging the cold pizza at seven.
You're digging
in the realm of all real pizza, I think I'm cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Yeah, I think being sunny every day and the fact they have a baseball team, I'd probably put Phoenix as an eight.
Higher.
More than a seven, the more I think about it. So I'm going to go...
Spring training.
Climber. That's a huge win.
You pretty much get to see a trailer of every team.
I'm going
to
go with cold pizza. Phoenix is just... Maybe it's better than I think.
Yeah. Glenny, how do you feel about the border down there? Secured?
it's going to be.
It's about 3 hours from the border.
So on the other side, we have Thursday versus a 15-minute drive. Clemmer.
I'm going to go 15-minute drive. Like I said, to me, a seven. I know it's splitting hairs, but it's not if you live... If you wake up Thursday at 8 o'clock a.m., you got 40% of your work week off. That sucks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a 15-minute drive.
15-minute drive, Glenny?
Easy Thursday.
Easy
Not
Thursday.
Not debate.
Mm-hmm. 2-1 right now, Eddie?
Thursday versus 15-minute drive it is?
Yeah.
15-minute drive.
15-minute drive. Rudy?
I think Thursdays are way better. I really like Thursdays. And a 15-minute drive... The way that people talk about it, it's like, oh, it's only a 15-minute drive. And it's like, oh, okay, we can tolerate that. That's a 7.
15-minute drive, KB?
I didn't hear the 15-minute drive depends on where you're going, like what the deal is. Like if you're going from Soho to Tribeca, that sucks.
Yeah, so we tried to think of a ratio for it, what like the tolerance would be. Like, and I think that Clemmer and Glenny decided that it would be 3 to 5. You'd rather drive 30 minutes...
traffic.
30 minutes in traffic versus 50 minutes with no traffic. Like, there is like a race. Like, which ones are more tolerable? You know what I mean? Like, a shorter day.
If you hate your job, Thursday is going to suck too.
Yeah, for some reason, Thursday is baked in my brain as Thursday night, and I'm like skipping over the work week.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if you heard, Kiwi. I said Friday at 11 is the ultimate 7. If you have like a job that sucks,
that's perfect. That's a 7.
Like Thursday to me is not that.
Yeah. So what would you do, KB?
Yeah, Thursday might be a 5 or a 6. Thursday night's great.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Thursday because Thursday night's so good.
So either way, 15-minute drive is going to move on. On the top side, we have those chicken tenders and fries versus a cold cut sandwich that you make at home, not from Dilly. KB.
Chicken tenders and fries.
The fries is what I think kind of pushes it over, right? The
fries helps, yeah. If you get a good sauce.
One for the tenders, Rudy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the tenders because I've spoken about how much I love sandwiches. And I wish that the vinegar would make it stateside. The Brits got that figured
Canada
out
too.
With the fries.
Same with Canada.
They just put a little vinegar on
it. It's so good.
The boardwalk fries.
If you go to some,
I think Five Guys has,
they do that. Five Guys has it. If you go to some places in New Hampshire because it's so close to Canada, there's a big French
influence.
You'll find vinegar, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. But yeah, I'm gonna go with
two for tenders.
I think it's homemade cold cut because tenders and fries you can't control that. You control the cold cut. It's gonna be the same every time.
Mm-hmm. Two for tenders, one for cold cut. Sammy, Glenny.
I'm going to go tenders.
Hit your last vote.
Yes, it might be the last vote, but I think tenders is my winner.
Tenders is going to be winning no matter what.
I'm saying tenders is my winner.
I'll vote you tenders all the way through.
Yes, vote me tenders all the way through.
I'll ride with Glenny here, tenders.
Yeah,
tenders. My apologies. They changed the trains and I got to get on this fucking train.
No worries, but here, you bump over here.
All right, wow. Getting promoted.
So we are.
I thought we're getting a sub.
Yeah. So we are all tenders versus the 15-minute drive to go into the finals. Let's start with you, Clemmer.
What is it again?
Tenders versus a 15-minute drive. Which one of these things is more?
Tenders. Because a 15-minute drive is too many variables.
Mm-hmm. One for tenders. I'll vote in place of Glenny. I would also do tenders. I do think that is... I think you said it, Rudy. Like, if you average it out, it is going to be a 7, no matter what. Eddie?
Tenders or 15-minute drive?
Yeah.
15-minute drive. Rudy nailed the great point in that when you tell someone it's only 15 minutes, that's... So that was a very good point, Rudy.
It's a kind of like a relief to end a bit, right? Where you're like, oh, it's at least not a half hour.
Yeah.
I think they did something about this in like 30 Rock, right? Where like the episode where Matt Damon is the air pilot. And like, yeah, we always tell the people it's going to be a 15-minute wait because any more, they're going to be upset. And any less, we'll obviously be lying. So we just keep repeating the 15-minute line. So we're all two tenders, one for the drive. Rudy.
This is tough. I would say that now that I'm really digging into it and the point I made, like Eddie said about the 15-minute drive, it's below a 7. It's just tolerable. Whereas the tenders, not blowing my doors off, but it's not an inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So I'm going
3
with
tenders. For tenders. And also the Glennie vote for tenders I almost forgot about. KB?
I'm not going to be over the moon about any driving, but if it's like from the airport to your hotel, that's only 15 minutes, that's amazing.
Good point, KB.
But again, it's
just a massive negative about Chicago.
Are you riding or driving?
Either one.
I hate riding. I would rather ride. Really?
Same.
Yeah. But chicken tenders with fries and a good sauce.
Which, by the way, is the drive thing from the airport is a massive negative about Chicago. The distance it takes. It's so insane.
Long. Yeah.
It's going to get crushing.
Yeah, hopefully. So tenders.
Yeah, for
versus
sure,
cold pizza in the finals. Chicken tenders and fries versus cold pizza.
This is the finals?
This is the finals. Starting with you, KB.
Wow.
Just let him do his thing. Don't interrupt.
Cold pizza. I mean, what do you think? What's better?
What tastes better?
Cold pizza.
Yeah, what tastes better?
Cold pizza.
If it's a good pizza, yes.
If it's a good cold pizza...
How many days is the pizza cold for? That matters.
I'm saying 24 hours.
All right.
I don't know.
So sometimes I'll get day 2 cold pizza, and the crust is, like, inedible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've had it.
I think next morning is, in my mind, what we're talking about.
That's peak cold pizza.
Yeah.
All right. I've been hating on chicken tenders, but I think Domino's hot is closer to a 7, so I'm going to go chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders and fries, Rudy?
I wish I could have gone after the ever merciful snack god. I'm shaking in my boots right
you
now.
Don't, you don't you want to know what he picks?
Listen, the pancake was was just unbelievable.
I know, and I'm trying to pay penance right now.
I'll see you Thursday.
We'll talk. In the eyes of our Lord, and I feel fucked up. I gotta go with tenders.
You gotta go with tenders. Oh man, if
I can't believe this. There are some good tenders, guys.
Please, my lord.
There are, but are there 8.5 tenders?
Rare.
Super rare. That is true.
I just love cold pizza.
Yeah, I mean love I'm it. Going cold pizza.
Going with cold pizza. So you ended up going against the snack out anyway, Rudy.
But it's not egregious.
So 2 for tenders, 1 for cold pizza. My vote would also be for chicken tenders. I think that if it's between the hot and the cold food thing again, I'd rather the hot food and rather the fresher food, which would be in this case kind of the tenders, depending on where you get it, I guess. But the tenders and fries, it's hot food, sauce, all that stuff, it's good. So I have to go that over cold pizza.
I think I would go cold pizza. It doesn't matter, but I go cold pizza.
You would go cold pizza, and the Glennie vote would also be for the chicken tenders. So that means that the winner of the bracket episode 152, the most 7 out of 10 thing, is just a good plate of chicken tenders and fries, which is...
Good job, guys.
I think that's
a good bracket.
That is a good winner.
That's a very solid, even final four, I think.
Yeah, that's...
I would have liked to see Phoenix go the distance, but I can't.
And I should note, Raising Cane's is chicken fingers, so those are a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's different than chicken tenders. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are 10.
So shout out to our
chicken tenders, by the way, invented in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Is that true?
Sure.
Isn't also like the hamburger invented in Connecticut?
I don't know that.
Thing.
I feel like everything's like, they always say like, oh, we had the first everything in New Hampshire. It's like, who's going to
get it? No, like, but like, even, you know how they have alternate Mono uniforms? So the Manchester, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats go buy chicken tenders like one day a year.
Did you ask if I knew that?
The Manchester Fisher Cats?
I'm just telling it's...
No.
Give New Hampshire some credit. You know why you hear New Hampshire a lot? Because I always want to boast up New Hampshire. I'm proud of it.
We're going to give them some props. But thanks for joining. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into 5, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.